Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet. Look at all those hockey experts. Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry. I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. APP. What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan,
you got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolinas. Welcome to BSS Carolinas. We'll talk about that.
Hey, just turn the mics on and everything. We over here talking.
We're doing a show. What do you expect?
I don't know. Yell at me.
Anyway, welcome to today's BSS Carolina show. Joining me today is Easy.
How you doing?
That's already talking before I did.
Yes.
And then BBB.
Triple B.
Triple B over here. Beautiful big shot.
Beautiful big shot Bob.
I actually called Big 4B.
Yeah.
That's too many B's, man.
Too many B's.
He needs an A up in there somewhere.
All right. Anyway, yeah. On today's show, we'll talk some more NFL news, like coaching, coming and goings.
GMs.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, everybody all over the place. And I think we'll do an enemy of the week and maybe dummies. We got time.
What was more surprising were the coaches that were supposed to got fired.
Didn't get
contract
fired.
Extensions.
Well, before we go any further, I do have breaking news that Peyton Manning will start for Denver.
Are you surprised?
I'm not.
What he did when he came in the second half.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't light the field on fire,
but they scored 20 points. But he didn't lose.
No, he didn't lose. He was 5-9 for like 69 yards. So
I think it's a help
having him out
and
there.
And just him being able to see the defense, okay, I see the blitz coming from this way. I can check to this run here. And Hillman and Anderson both got off big time in the second half.
Well, it's not going to help when you play Pittsburgh next round, so yeah, it doesn't matter.
He can probably throw against that secondary.
I was going to say, he's going to light that secondary up. He's praying to get Pittsburgh.
I mean, Osweiler had, 27 first half points?
I hate to tell you, but Denver's defense is starting to get lit up because how much man does one team need to play? I mean, seriously, they play man the whole time.
Okay, their defense is getting left on the field for 60 plays.
If it is Denver versus Steelers and we go into a shootout, I'm taking Peyton in a shootout with no
field. Over Big Ben?
Absolutely.
In the playoffs?
Absolutely.
With Denver's defense against Pittsburgh's defense.
If I'm going to say who's going to make a stop first, I'm going with
if it's going to be a shootout, I'm going with Pittsburgh.
I don't know.
I'm just saying. I'll go with Pittsburgh over that one. Anyway.
I remember the last time Pittsburgh was in Denver.
Yeah.
Tebow drops back over the middle. Thomas with the catch. He's running. He's stiff arms.
He's going to run.
Broncos win.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just saying.
Yeah. I can't believe y'all talking about Tebow in the same sentence as Peyton Manning. What's wrong, y'all? Anyway, some coaches' comings and goings this week. You know, I thought Monday was going to be a huge day. Usually there's like 6-7 coaches that get fired on that day. I'm sitting at home. I got one that resigned, and that was Tom Coughlin.
Because everybody got fired Sunday night.
Yeah, well, or Chip Kelly the week before. But Tom Coughlin got he resigned. Chip Kelly, Mike Pettine, Ray Farmer, GM of the Browns, was fired. Rustin Webster of the Titans was fired.
Thank God.
We'll talk about it. And Jim Tomsula was fired.
Plumber.
Yeah, we'll go. Lovey Smith, we'll talk about all of these. The Browns have hired 5 coaches since 2008. That means all the coaches in the AFC North have been Cleveland Brown coaches. I want to go a little bit farther into this. And owners, Jim Haslam, the owner, actually handpicked Sasha, I can't remember his last name.
DePetrovich or something?
Yes, yeah, something like that, that he handpicked to run the football operations.
The baseball analytic okay. guy?
No,
deep.
Yeah, that's Paul. That's different. I'll go into that one. But he handpicked a numbers guy to run his front office. So, and they've already said they're going to hire a coach first, then a GM.
That is stupid.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
That's dumb.
And then they go out and hire a New York Mets, yes, a Mets, Scott, personnel to be the CEO.
Well, let's...
It's the money ball.
Let's look at that. And the guy is good. He's great at what he does.
It's baseball.
I think...
Totally different.
Well, it's baseball, but... I've heard a few other people talk about this. Football is trending in that analytics type of way and that you know, that money ball idea. I think they're leaping about 10 years into the future with this move. We'll see if it works or not, but it could work.
Now, if you – I don't have a problem if you do this. If you have a GM in place, you have a CEO that knows football, if you have a coach in place that knows football, and then you bring in the outside stuff. You don't bring the outside stuff and then bring the coach in.
Yeah, you're trying to
– you're reinventing the wheel. You're doing it backwards.
Well, the Browns are such crap stains anyway. I mean, anything has to work.
It don't matter what
they do. They tried the traditional stuff. It doesn't work. So, hey, let's try this.
But the only thing you want to do is in 3 years, you want to fire everybody you just hired. Maybe 2 years.
The problem I have with what they're doing and their mindset for all of this is you are not going to be able to convince a good coach to come to your team with the way you're doing things.
A good coach? Just think about a good player. I mean, you ain't going to be able to get a free agent. Wait a minute. You know the last free agent they got was Dwayne Bowe. Hey, I'm gonna get how many touchdowns? I'm going to get 9? He didn't get one all season.
He was going to get 15. I don't think he got –
He couldn't win. He couldn't be on the field.
I don't think he got a
field.
Red zone target.
No, he wasn't on the field all year. But yeah. That's your type of free agents you'll get.
Yeah.
We'll take your money and laugh all the way to the bank. Ha, 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 ha.
I just – come on, man. I'm really wanting the Browns to build something. I'm tired of talking about how bad they are.
It doesn't matter because the Titans have now taken over as the worst franchise in the NFL.
No.
Absolutely.
No,
Titans have a quarterback.
Titans had a foundation at least with a quarterback, okay, and – But the Browns have been constantly bad for the last 30 years.
Because we were talking about it before the show. You can't you can't give the dude 2 years, one draft, and fire him when every move your GM made, he hated. He did not want Manziel. He did not want to get rid of Richardson. Like, come on, man. Y'all, damn, you got to give a guy a chance.
Well, you see, Johnny was the owner's choice.
Yeah.
All right? That was the owner's choice.
The Browns
and
owner is
problem.
Turning into Al Davis, is that, what he's doing.
My point is that you cannot hire people outside of football that don't know football. Okay? You can't hire a numbers guy to run your front office to handpick talent. You cannot pick a head coach before you pick a GM because that's a recipe for disaster.
Your GM has to be a part of the process of picking your head coach.
Look at the great foundations in this league. Okay, look at the top teams this year. Look at Carolina. Good GM, a coach. They work together. An owner that stays out of it most of the time. You know,
I know
that is how you run it. Look at New England.
Look at New England.
Bill Parcells. Belichick and the GM in New England, who I don't even know his name, but he has a good system
and
in New England.
And Robert Kraft trusts them
100%.
He just comes to the games, shows the support. Who do you need me to sign a check for?
I'll even say the Redskins this year.
Yeah.
They got a GM. They got the owner has stepped away a little bit. They got Jay Gruden. They work together.
And kudos to Washington for not jumping ship on Gruden last season.
Yeah.
Because it looked like that's what they were going to do. Kudos to them for giving him a chance to make the decision and figure out what they were going
to
do.
And way to go for Daniel Snyder to say, okay, this guy's not going to play Robert Griffin. I need to suck it up. I got to trust this guy. with Kirk Cousins, and it's
that's an owner and a GM letting their head coach do their job, you know. And that's my problem with the Browns. The owner just constantly wants to try to be a head coach. He wants to try to be a GM.
He wants to be Jerry Jones. Yeah. He wants to damn say he can have control of everything. He wants to handpick his boy to be the coach.
It doesn't work that way.
Well, the difference with Jerry Jones, though, okay, he's got Super Bowls at least.
Yeah.
Now, the big difference is he has a son in Stephen Jones who actually is a lot of input into the organization, and he helps a lot. Where did we get these offensive linemen from?
Stephen Jones
has made impact. Some of the free agents has been Stephen Jones. Jason Garrett's got input to it. The problem is Jerry is still the GM.
Jason Garrett is a baggage handler. That's all he is.
I know.
Let me grab your bags, boss.
I don't think you can fire a coach after 2 years you not giving him the opportunity to field a team.
In the NFL, you really need to give a coach 3-4 years to make an impact.
You got
to
let him try to build that program.
Perfect example, Ron Rivera.
Exactly.
2 years ago, or 3 years ago, they were ready to fire him. All right? One more season, he was gone. I didn't think he was going to do a good job. He has. He's turned it around. They won 3 straight division crowns, even if the division sucked. They have won division championships. So, I mean, look at
– and here they are now, sitting at 15-1, the number one seed in the NFC. So, I mean, you can't just
your GM and your head coach got to be on the same page when they was saying, let's get rid of Steve Smith. You know, let's let Cam Newton take the reins on this team. It started kind of slow, but – you see the results now 2 seasons later.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you got the work of these people. Sean Payton stays with the Saints. There's rumor that he may still leave anyway. We'll see.
He's not going anywhere.
I don't think he will.
I mean, if New Orleans lets Sean Payton go, who are they going to go get?
Who, New Orleans?
That Drew Brees would actually respect and want to play for.
The only way they would get rid of Sean is if they get rid of Brees.
And they're not letting Drew Brees go because Drew Brees sells their tickets for them. Their PSL holders would have their knickers in a knot if they let Drew Brees walk out the door.
They realize that Brees is coming towards the end of his career, and they know that Brees wants to play for Peyton.
The problem is I would trade both of them because
for
you,
what though?
Listen, I would get a lot of draft picks, as many draft picks as I could, because this team is going to be in trouble. Sean Payton and Drew Brees is the best talent they have on this team.
The only talent on this team.
I don't know.
Brandon Cooks, but my point is, you need a quarterback. You need a defense. You need to redo
the
defense.
Their problem is the defense.
Really? I look at their offense. You know how many points they score against Atlanta? 17. With that offense.
Their offense is Jekyll and Hyde all the time.
That's what I'm saying. Too much Jekyll and too much Hyde. They got a lot of holes.
They got a lot of holes.
Oh, they do.
Running backs, you know, they need a lot of holes.
They need to stop. I get so irritated watching the Saints, especially being that's the hometown team. Every time, all the way back from the start, that New Orleans has had success running the ball, they have had one premier back. They suck with this running back by committee.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, but Mark Ingram is a good running back. Let him run the ball 25, 30 times a game. Now, I know it's hard because you got Drew Brees, who you want to throw the ball 35, 40 times a game. But when we look at New Orleans, the year they won the Super Bowl, they ran a two-minute offense all game, every game, all season. You have to get back to that. You're talking about having an Alabama running back who's used to that. Who's used to running the ball 35, 40 times a game? And Ingram has been a very durable back from what the standards are as an Alabama running back. You have to get back to that. You know, Brandon Cook is a quick, shifty kind of guy. You have to get back to that. You have C.J. Spiller, who is a quick, shifty type of dude. You have to get back to that high, up-tempo offense. That's the only way they're going to be successful.
Well, you know, you talk about that. You get C.J. Spiller. He barely touched the ball all year. He had one 80-yard catch against Dallas and win the game, and we didn't see him the rest of the year. That is the problem. You see, Brandon Cooks was supposed to get the ball so many times. We barely see him half the season. Coleman, Willie Snead, I don't know what they're doing. there's no consistency. It reminds me of Dallas. One game they run it 10 times, pass it 60. Next game they throw it 70, run it 10.
They just gotta get back to what they are.
You got to get back what works. You know, and I don't know. I just think they're in rebuild mode. They're in rebuild mode, and you know, I think you get the most you can at the time.
And I think they are set up for the future with the quarterback with
who?
Garrison?
Garrison.
The guy they drafted this year.
If they really want to get some help, they need to go to Drew Brees and say, Drew, we need to restructure your deal, man. You got to take a pay cut.
Oh, Brees will do it.
So we can get some more pieces around you if we want to contend. Because your $23 million salary cap hit is the biggest in the league. And we can't do anything because you're taking so much of our cap.
And you're talking about a guy that's probably the most team – all for the team quarterback in the NFL. I mean, so he'll take it. He'll restructure.
He's gonna have to do something, man. He needs to. If he can cut that thing in half, they could go and get
anybody,
like three defensive players to go fill holes immediately,
and a wide receiver.
The Bucks fired Lovie Smith. Thoughts? Good move? Bad?
Horrible move. Again, you got to give him more than 2 years.
I think the thing is that they brought Lovie Smith in as a defensive coach. Their defense was one of the worst in the league. They lost four straight games. They got embarrassed in a couple of those games. And Lovie Smith was making, what, $5-plus million a year. They're like, you know, we can go get an OC, promote somebody off our staff that we like a little better, give him the same amount of time on the deal, but give him $10 to $12 million less.
Again,
you got to look at that. Is the money, the analytics too.
I think anytime you fire a coach before his third year, it's a bad move. You got to give him a chance. You have to. You know, he just got Jameis Winston. He just got a healthy Doug Martin. You have to. I mean, Vincent Jackson was hurt all year. You got Mike Evans who's, you know, getting used. At least give Winston and Mike Evans a year together. You got the tight end.
Savarian Jenkins.
Yeah, you got to give him time. You can't just, we didn't win. Your team was shit before your coach got there. You got to give him time.
Well, the reason they let him go, from what it looks like, is offensive coordinator Dirk Cutter, they want to be head coach. He's drawing interest from the NFL teams, and they didn't want to lose him.
Then you shut up.
Because the reason is they want him to be the head. They want him and Jameis Winston to be together for years.
And that way you can because have that head develop. Coach and slash OC. One less coordinator you got
to
pay.
Right. But they want to have the head coach be an offensive guy for Jameis Winston for years to come.
And when your defense is getting shredded, that Tampa 2 doesn't.
The defense ain't worried about it. Whatever. It's offensive league. It doesn't.
And then your head coach is making as much money as Lovie Smith was making.
They wanted to keep Dirk Cutter. That's the reason.
Yeah.
That's the reason Lovie Smith lost the job. Cutter is the guy that's going to get the Tampa Bay job.
You know, we want to keep this guy, so we're going to cut her.
Right.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, but they want to keep the offensive guy with Jameis to help him develop so he don't have any step backs. If you want him to develop, keep him out of Publix.
Seafood section.
Yeah. But I hate seeing Lovie Smith gone. Do you think he gets one of these jobs that's open right now?
Yep.
Where?
I hope he goes to Tennessee.
Tennessee?
He
really?
He embodies what Tennessee has always been successful doing. Tough-nosed defense, run the football. That and he will go in and get rid of the Bishop Sankeys and the garbage players. I like him. I think that's what Tennessee needs is a tough, old school coach.
I agree with you to a point, but he needs an offensive guy with him. He needs somebody to help develop Mariota.
He
doesn't have it right now.
I think,
and that's been his problem wherever he goes. He's not developed the offensive player
and
the quarterback.
That's the reason I would be okay with a Josh McDaniels coming to Tennessee because he can develop quarterbacks. Now, me, as crazy as it is, I would like for Tennessee to go back to Ken Wisenhut and be like, we want you to come back as our quarterback coach. The guy is phenomenal with quarterbacks. He's just a horrible head coach. So go get a Lovie Smith and then go get a Ken Wisenhut or get a Josh McDaniels and a Ken Wisenhut to develop Mariota. Mariota did good this year, you know, under center and stuff like that. So
I think Lovie Smith ends up back at ESPN.
ESPN? You don't think he coaches anywhere
analyst,
this year?
No, I don't think he coaches anywhere this year.
And maybe he'll do good, year off and then come back. Dolphins hired GM Chris Greer to run the front office. Good for them. I'm glad they got a GM that can run it. And he talks like a guy that he knows what he's doing, so I think that's good.
What's the window on Tannehill? Is it this year if he doesn't show?
They signed an extension. He's well, there with him at the hip.
I don't forget.
At least 3 years.
He didn't have a bad year statistically. He didn't. You know, so, I mean, he's got some breathing room. But he didn't have a bad year statistically. So, he'll be all right. I gotta stick by his side, man.
You don't stick with Tannehill.
I got to, man.
That's scary. You don't stick it with Ryan Tannehill.
Absolutely.
But no, we'll see what the guy did. I'm glad they got somebody. And then Chuck Pagano was given a contract extension. Good move.
I mean, if
and the GM was given an extension.
I saw that. Then they fired 6 assistant coaches.
Did they?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand how you keep the GM and the head coach who have just been at each other's necks for the past year and a half and think that they're going to fix
something. GM that gave up draft picks, a ton of draft picks for Trent Richardson. A GM that brought in a aging Andre Johnson and Frank Gore. A GM that only has 20% of what the Colts have drafted over the past 5 years left remaining on that roster. And you saw the results. Andrew Luck, lacerated spleen or lung. Your franchise quarterback, you damn near got him killed. You didn't make the playoffs. You didn't win the sorriest division in the league, which everybody had pretty much just gift-wrapped you guys.
Oh, we had them in the Super Bowl.
See, and like I was saying just real quick, Tannehill finished the season with 61.9% completion, 4,200 yards, 24 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, and an 88.7 completion rating.
I was getting ready to say he had 24 touchdowns, 12 picks.
He had a decent season for how bad that offensive line was and the fact that he had no damn weapons around him.
6-10. They got Jarvis Landry. They got Lamar Miller.
They got weapons. Jarvis Landry, Devontae Parker. They've got wide receivers.
Again.
And Jordan Cameron.
I don't care about the stats.
Jordan Cameron also.
But he wasn't healthy all season.
No,
clutch
don't
moments.
Don't defend him. Don't.
Clutch moments. Tannehill wasn't
hey, there. We have to stop defending Tannehill, though. He needs a running back. I'll give him that. But he's got wide receivers and tight ends.
And maybe it's just me because I understand how complicated, you know, being in that situation as an offensive lineman, I understand how complicated it is for running backs and quarterbacks to be successful when you're getting hit every damn play.
I understand that. But there, guess what? There's 32 other quarterbacks getting hit every damn play.
Not like Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Like just said, not like Aaron Rodgers. And look what he's done this
year. Russell Wilson.
Colin Kaepernick got hit so much he's had three
Cam
surgeries.
Newton's been hit. I hate to
Cam
say
Newton
that.
Cam Newton gets hit because of his own damn fault.
No, because the offensive line is not that great, but he gets hit. I'm just saying, we can't defend. Tannehill had a good season. A good season. Not great. Good.
No, he had a good season.
Okay, but it's, anyway. Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying Tannehill's not on the hot seat. If anything
no,
on that
year.
Team is on the hot seat, it's that damn defense.
He's got 3 years. In year three, if he doesn't do something, then I think you look at
trading.
Well,
wasn't this year three for him?
No, I'm talking about from the contract.
Oh, from the contract. Okay.
Signed.
Okay.
You got to give him 3 more years.
Fair enough.
With the what were you – go ahead. You were talking about Pagano and Indy.
Oh, yeah. I think Pagano has so much cachet in that locker room and so much love from Luck and the rest of the team. It have been kind of a bummer to already cap a bad season – for the Colts, who had high expectations coming into this season, to say, okay, now we're going to get rid of Pagano, too. So
now,
I like the fact they kept Pagano because Pagano was a good coach.
Do you think that they kept Pagano because of the extensive time missed by Luck? If they would have finished the season the way they did with Andrew Luck healthy, do you think he'd still be there? Because I don't. I
don't think so. But having 5 different starting quarterbacks, having to play Matt Hasselbeck and then Josh Freeman, and you still went 8-8. I know it's the AFC South.
I think the injury to Luck saved Pagano's job.
No, I think the players saved his job because there was rumors that they tried to convince Ursay to keep him that last day.
Well, that's always okay. That's always
which is
huge.
Good. No, it's huge. Here's the problem, right? Pagano went 11-5, 11-5, 11-5 the third 11-5 season was actually Bruce Arians' season. So that's two seasons. All right. The stuff I saw on the field this year was horrendous.
They were bad.
Do we remember the New England Patriots game?
Oh, we remember.
Do we remember that? That was horrendous. There was other games I watched. And I'm like, what is he calling? I know you got clipboard Jesus on your as a quarterback. You got old man Hasselback that's still playing. You know, I understand that. But you at the beginning of the year, this team looked pathetic. They got blown out Buffalo week one.
Well, the GM didn't address their issues from the year before. He didn't get any stout defensive linemen.
How did he keep his job?
What do the best coaches in the league do? They adjust for their strength and their weaknesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, week one, I'm not going to come out run the ball 50 times a game. Because I know I ain't got a good running back or offensive line. I've got Andrew Luck and some talented wide receivers. Old man Gore, yes, he's there. But I'm saying you need to, you know, you don't have to get him back there and get him killed. But throw the ball more than 10 times a game.
Scott's over here throwing puns. He said Pagano was lucky.
He was, but you know, I would give Pagano one more year. Man.
Oh, that's all he's got.
If he doesn't win this next year with Luck, he's got to go.
Let's see what they do this offseason because they got to address the defensive and offensive line. They got to those lines right.
No, they do. And if the GM doesn't correct that, then he should go as well.
He's got
But that head coach, Pagano's been saved because of Arians and because of cancer. I ain't using that as a pun. I mean, no disrespect.
He has to get Andrew Luck and T.Y. Hilton some help. You cannot expect Luck and T.Y. Hilton to win, and you can't do it with old guys.
Moncrief. Added some good wide receivers. Philip Dorsett. They added. They got some good tight ends.
And I thought that was a waste of a pick because you went and picked another small receiver instead of addressing your defensive line.
When Indy was at their best. Now, of course, you had Peyton Manning. I get it. You know, cool, but he had big targets to throw the ball to.
Right.
You had Clark. You had Harrison. You had
Harrison was the small receiver. Reggie Wayne was the big receiver.
Yeah, Wayne was
the big one.
They
had a good mix.
But so they need to have – they got wide receivers. They got tight ends. But you forget, they fired the offensive coordinator week two, week three.
But they don't –
that's been with Andrew Luck forever.
They don't have that big wide receiver. I got it. T.Y. Hilton can get behind people. He's fast. He can move. He runs routes really well.
And they thought they addressed it with Andre Johnson, but
he was
Andre
old.
Is past
he's
his prime.
Old. You know, you need a guy who, at the end of the day, you can do what Rodgers did with against Detroit and just throw the damn ball up, and somebody's going to go get it.
But the game, you can't fire the offensive coordinator week two, week three, and expect a great season to happen.
He didn't like Pep Hamilton anyways.
Right, and that's the biggest thing.
I mean, and you can't lose Luck like the way you did.
I'm going back to the Browns, where you had you don't have a GM and a head coach that work together. Obviously, you don't here in Indy. So something's got to change. Get them one more season together. They don't address the offensive line, defensive line. Add some more talent on offense. Then somebody's got to go.
Because the expectations for this team is Super Bowl.
Yeah.
When you have one of the so-called best up-and-coming quarterbacks in the game, who's going to be probably the highest-paid quarterback when his deal comes up, you got to make Super Bowls.
Do you know how big your window is in NFL? 3 years.
We've said that
Look
quite
at the 49ers.
Today.
Yeah. Huh?
Look at the 49ers. Yeah. Prime example.
Chip Kelly, of course, got fired from the Eagles, has reached out to the 49ers.
Chip Kelly is reaching out to anywhere. Just please take me home.
No.
Just go back to college.
He really wants San Francisco.
He
doesn't want to go back to college.
Just go back to college.
He's not a personable guy. He can't deal with boosters and alumni and stuff.
Well, then guess
what? No, he can deal with that. He can't deal with the pros in the NFL.
Exactly. And I'm sorry, but your system does not work in the NFL. It doesn't work.
It could work.
If he doesn't make the GM decisions,
you can't go get the best free agent running back and put him in a brand new system, in your system. And you can't take DeMarco Murray, who had 1,800 yards in a up and down system and put him in an East and West. Because that's not the type of running back he is. By the way, I love seeing DeMarco Murray, and I'm glad it wasn't against Dallas, but I love seeing him the first play of the game take a 54-yard touchdown.
Lined up in traditional the high formation.
I was like, wow, that's awesome.
That's all you had to do, Chip Kelly, kind of just – man, shift your offense a little bit.
Put 350-pound dudes on the offensive line and let DeMarco.
Because Philly has one of the best offensive lines in the league. Yeah. Amend your offense just a tad to your back.
If you'd have ran the ball like that, do you realize how great he could have made Sam Bradford look?
Or how much time the defense wouldn't have been on the field?
The reason he won't have success in the NFL is he doesn't adjust.
No,
look at Andy Reid. Andy Reid is always adjusted. That's the reason he's successful in this league. Chip Kelly does not adjust anytime. It's either my way or no way.
And that's
what got him fired.
And that's
in
the
Philly.
Other thing that besides
the Riley Cooper
irritates
thing.
Me about Chip Kelly too is, hey man, this ain't college. This is the pros. You need prima donnas. You need superstars. You can't honestly expect to do anything when you go get rid of one of the best running backs in McCoy, one of the best wide receivers in Deshaun. 2 years later, get rid of Macklin. What the hell is wrong with you?
Get rid of the best offensive guards in the league.
Yeah, you can't.
Well, the big deal, from what I understand, is like Jordan Matthews caught a pass, a touchdown pass, and celebrated a little. Chip Kelly went over and was like, dude, you do that again, you're on the bench.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't address the NFL players like their kids.
Especially good players, because they'll be like, cut me. Please cut
me. And then not throw him the ball again. So that's the big problem in Philly with him.
Because
it's
not like in college where if you get booted off a team in college, other colleges are going to question your character. In the pros, we've seen it. People really don't give two damns about your character.
If Chip Kelly wants another shot at a head coaching job, he needs to go be a head OC somewhere. Let's see your offense work under a good head coach. Prove it a couple seasons, then we might can look at you again in a couple seasons.
Oh, he's getting another job. He's going to get one more job. He'll get one more shot at a head coaching job.
I'm just glad it's not my team.
And then he'll be gone. Oh, me too. I'm glad it's not Dallas. But I will say the last thing about Chip Kelly, the Riley Cooper thing didn't help him, Miller.
Oh, no.
All right?
No.
Because after that, you know, you got rid of DeSean Jackson. You signed Riley Cooper to an extension. And that whole mess. So that didn't help him out.
And then you put his picture in the calendar for February.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
There you go.
But anyway.
Yeah,
Chip
we're just
going
to put him right here in February.
Another person interested in the 49ers and the Dolphins, Mike Shanahan. Better fit in San Francisco or Miami?
Probably Miami, because he's got a quarterback there. So, I mean –
I don't know what San Francisco, what direction they're going in. I don't know what they're going to do with Colin Kaepernick. He just had thumb surgery and, like, ankle surgery. Had knee surgery this year.
Had shoulder surgery. Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with that situation. If I was Shanahan, I would be hoping Miami would call me and say, hey, we got pieces. We just need somebody to come and reclimate Tannehill.
And talking about a running game, Shanahan's pretty good at picking out decent running backs.
Exactly.
So,
and he can take what you have and make it better.
Yeah. So I think Miami would be a much – and he could help Tannehill.
He could absolutely help Tannehill.
He could help Tannehill.
Hopefully.
So I think Miami would be a much better fit. And it's more appealing to him too, because the 49ers are just imploding.
But the 49ers have a – boatload of picks, man. They're gonna be so deep in.
And I think they do have
talent.
Cash. They do have money to spend.
They got like $52 million.
They're way below the cap.
So
$43 million.
He could potentially build his own team if he wanted to.
Right.
So
I'm gonna say Miami as well. Titans get the first pick. Browns get second. Cowboys get fourth. Who should Titans, Browns, and Cowboys get?
Titans should trade.
You think so?
We don't need a defensive lineman. Bosa is the clear pick at number one. It just without a you know, he's the clear pick. We don't need a defensive lineman. We need picks. We need weapons. You trade that first number one overall pick. You get you some second and third round draft picks, or maybe even a veteran, not an old, but a veteran good wide receiver.
But what if you passing on the next J.J. Watt? Do you really give that up just because you think you don't have that need?
With how bad our offense is, and the fact that Mariota took sacks, he got hit, and you went out and you got Mariota last year, okay? We need to cut ties with Bishop Sankey. Just trade him, cut him, whatever. He's
and
a
then
bust.
David Cobb did have a good rushing game.
Cobb looks like he's going to be okay, but we need weapons. You know, and we saw it this year. Kendall Wright is getting older. Okay, Justin Hunter went down. You know, Beckham Green did really well for us, but he's unpolished. You know, we also need to start looking and considering the fact that Delanie Walker's getting up there in age now. We don't want to leave Mariota in the next 2-3 years to try to do it by himself.
But defense, I feel like you get a game changer on the defensive side that can create turnovers, make some magic happen, get shorter fields for Mariota. Mariota's, they got a little talent around there, man. They got to be able to get off the field, get offenses off the field, and get Mariota on the field.
Well, man, you
got
to remember, we had all season long, I'll have to look it up, but all season long, we had a top 10 defense. We have a good defense. The defense we have is good. I got it. Bosa's really good. He is. And he could be that potential next J.J. Watt. He's very durable. He's very versatile. So, yeah, I would be okay with the pick as a fan. I'm definitely okay with Bosa. But we need to trade it. We need to get some
multiple
weapons
picks
for Mariota. We need to.
And that sounds like a great plan, man. But I don't know if everybody's just clamoring to say, oh, man, I got to have Bosa. I need this offensive lineman. Can I give away 3 picks to move up?
Well, and that's some of the other things we need to address too. Chance Warmack has not been the guard that we thought he was going to be. You know, he hasn't blocked real well. He hasn't played real well. So we need to look at that. You know, we need to strengthen that offensive line. So there are a lot of issues that can be addressed later in the draft and through free agency that we can address because we have that first overall pick. And there are teams that will be willing to give it up. Pittsburgh, you know, they like defense alignment. Bosa appeals to them. He plays that type of system. So, you know, even Cleveland. Cleveland may be looking to jump up into number one, you know, because, hell, anybody had helped them. So
sure.
If we trade ours and Bosa's still there, Cleveland takes him without a doubt. Three, I'm gonna kind of say because of the issues they had, I think Jerry Jones is arrogant and he takes Derrick Henry from, you know, Alabama, had a really good season. They need a running back.
They're not gonna reach that high for Derrick Henry.
Three's actually San Diego.
Four. San Diego, they're not.
Now, I wouldn't be surprised if Jerry says, okay, I'll take Paxton Lynch.
Actually, they show us six. Why did they show us six? I know we're fourth, though.
I thought the Cowboys were like.
This came out December 16th, the mock draft.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I can see the Cowboys taking Paxton Lynch and saying, okay, we think we got our guy that's going to start for us instead of going after a hopefully can be healthy RG3 or a guy that's dressing up in blonde wigs and blonde mustaches hanging out in Vegas and not showing up for his concussion protocol. Mandated concussion protocol meetings. Take a big arm quarterback, have him sit behind Romo.
So you think they draft a quarterback in the first round?
Don't you want them to take
quarterback? Not in the first round, no. Unless Paxton Lynch is there.
That's what I'm saying.
Or Jonathan Goff. If them two are there, sure. If not, no.
Yeah, if they're not there, then.
And honestly, I don't know. We got so many holes on the team. Defensive line, Greg Hardy should walk. Great Randy Gregory should start. And DeMarcus should be playing. I think linebacker. Yeah. The one I think is not Jalen Ramsey, DB, but Jalen Smith, Notre Dame.
Yeah.
We need a linebacker.
I think got him slotted with Cowboys.
We do. I think we need him. I think that's the kid from Notre Dame.
Is that the one who just tore his ACL?
Did he tear?
Yeah,
I thought his knee.
No, he tore his ACL.
If he's healthy, if he works out and he's good, get him.
But then again, a torn ACL doesn't mean anything nowadays.
If Bosa slides down,
ain't sliding.
I know he's not. Tennessee's on grab.
This is going to be a different draft this year. This is going to be defensive lineman, offensive lineman.
This is going to remind me of the DeMario Williams. When he went number one and then Reggie went two.
I wouldn't mind.
But I don't see any offensive players going there.
I wouldn't mind getting Robert Gomey from Ole Miss, even though he's a troublemaker. Hey, you fit right in Dallas, baby. Come on. We got your pinstripes picked out. I mean, or star.
There's so many great defensive players coming out.
I do see Henry going in the first round.
I think he could be a late first round.
They got Jared Goff going to San Francisco right now. But we'll see.
But I think Zeke Elliott is the first running back off the board.
If we don't get a linebacker, my other choice would be safety. We need a safety.
Now that's
for
a running
love
back,
of God, we need safety.
That's a running back I would be okay with. Who? Tennessee has had good luck with Ohio State running backs. Yeah. I mean, Eddie George,
greatest running back. You know, besides Earl Campbell.
The only thing that scares me about Ezekiel is his size. He's a built dude, but he reminds me a lot of Chris Johnson. He's built, but he is kind of small.
But you can get him later. You can get him in the second round.
You probably get him early second round.
Yeah.
But Zeke Elliott is only like 5'10", but he's like 225. He's a load, man. He catches passes out the backfield. He blocks like he's 6'8".
Actually, I'll take back my pick. I would go Jalen Ramsey from Florida State. We need a corner.
We need a shutdown corner.
Because we'll have a shutdown corner go Byron Jones, and then we can let go Morris Claiborne.
Well, we already know who Pittsburgh's taking in the first round. Just thinking about Pittsburgh, you know they're going Aguilar, the kicker from Florida State.
Yeah, but that's, you know? I don't care about that. Anyway, that's who I think Dallas will get. I think Paxton will probably go to Cleveland, which will be a mistake.
I just want Tennessee to trade it. And for like you just said, we can get Ezekiel early. You
can get Derrick Henry in the second round.
No,
I think he'll be available.
No,
I think Derrick Henry goes to Dallas. I think we end up with him at some point.
I do not want Derrick Henry.
I think we get him second round.
I think he's a good running back. I just don't like the way Alabama beats the hell out of their running backs.
You know what? But I will take him because behind my offensive line in Dallas.
He fits Dallas perfectly.
Run up and down. Hit the hole hard. He doesn't have that burst, man, where he can just run away from you. Or that super shiftiness. He gets to the line. If he doesn't have anything, he just dives forward to get what he can get.
Yeah, but it's better than running backwards and trying to get more than you can.
That's very true. All right. Well, there you go. That's all the NFL coaches changes and our draft pick preview, the draft is only 112 days away.
Woo! Yeah, baby.
Get your big boards out. Let's start looking.
Get them out.
McShay's already got his first mock draft, so go check it out. All right. Speaking of checking things out, check us out on Periscope, Stitcher, iTunes, iHeart, W Sure Music.
Spreaker.
Catch us everywhere.
Y'all know, live life, love sports, baby.
Sports is life.
See you tomorrow.
Side peace. Shake, 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 shake.